More news stories now. A fatal crash on Barrack Street. City's independent businesses hail key shopping season as the best year yet. And billboard saga ends as officials quash plans.
Witnesses have described the horrifying aftermath of a fatal crash in the early hours of Christmas Eve. Neighbours living in Barrack Street near the Puppet Theatre say they were woken by screaming and say they saw a man trapped under a car. Police confirmed two men were hit by a vehicle. One man was declared dead at the scene, while the second was taken to hospital with serious injuries. A spokesman for the police said the driver, a man in his 40s, has been arrested on suspicion of death by dangerous driving and driving with excess alcohol. The police, fire brigade and ambulance came out and tried to get the man out who was stuck under the car, and the road was closed from Kettshill until late morning on Christmas Eve.
Officials have withdrawn objections over a converted block of flats where tenants have been housed without permission. The Environment Agency had criticised the development at 79 Thorpe Road, which was carried out by Cambridgeshire-based Buick Homes Limited, without City Hall's approval over sewage fears. The Environment Agency worried the use of a private sewage treatment facility may lead to a greater risk of pollution. However, it has now said because of the development will be connected to the main sewer system, it will withdraw its objection.
As shoppers hit the city's high street looking for a post-Christmas bargain, Norwich's independent stalls said the festive season was the best one yet. Some businesses say they have more than doubled their sales from last year's period and are already preparing for the year ahead. And one store owner says that while shops in other cities are struggling, it feels like Norwich is kicking the high street trend. This is despite fears the ongoing roadworks, specifically the ones taking place at the Thickthorn roundabout, where lane closures on the A11 and A47 have caused extensive delays and pushed traffic onto other routes, would deter customers from making the journey into the city.
It was a scheme some feared would turn the historic city centre into New York's Times Square. But now, advertising giant Wildstone Estate Limited has lost its battle to install a 40-foot-wide illuminated billboard at 15 to 17 Haymarket, home to Mountain Warehouse. Its original bid for the dystopian board was met with backlash and was refused in February. After the plans were rejected a second time by Norwich City Council, Wildstone tried to overturn the authority's decision by appealing to the government planning inspectors. However, the planning inspectorate has now dismissed the advertising giant's appeal, bringing an end to the saga.